And we watch now as he strides away from us into ball to Henry Alonga. And Alonga gets the short delivery outside the off stump. He just ducks his head inside the line and allows it through to the keeper. 102-48.
You always get the feeling, though, that Quinton was just trying a bit too hard here and not really concentrating on a plan. He attempted a yorker that was a full cut first delivery and really has not bowled the type of line that he would want to just on about off stump. He's been a bit wayward. I'm sure that he wants to get it over with.
Ward turns and sets off now. Into ball to Henry Alonga. Short delivery and a fearful catch. As it goes through to keep Jacob. Just about everybody in the ground appealing. And Ward stares at Alonga. His face beaded with perspiration. Turns back to the top of his mark. Or to get back to the top of his mark. And the score stays at 102 for 8.
Some words passed between them both. I'm not sure if it was a friendly manner. What you're saying to him, you're going to be my 435th victim.
Walsh lazily walking back. He's giving every last ounce trying to get this wicket. Reminiscent of when he was trying to get his 300th wicket. Here he is. Into ball to Alonga. Alonga picks it in the air. He scores the forward short leg. Courtney Andrew Walsh on March 27, year 2000, becomes the leading wicket taker in the world. 435 victims at the age of 37. It is the greatest moment in this long, distinguished career. Another great moment in West Indies cricket as Walsh celebrates in his 140th test match, becoming the leading wicket taker of all time. This is the pitch, and we have been with Courtney Walsh through the countdown, which comes to an end now, 4:35, in partnership with KFC Jamaica and the entire Sabina Park. On its feet, flags waving, he waves to the crowd. The West Indies hold the record now in batting and bowling. Brian Lara, 375, the leading run-getter in an individual inning. Courtney Walsh, the leading wicket-taker of all time. Fantastic moment for Courtney Walsh as we go down to Neville Burkitt Bell.
Well, I'm going to try to get a word with Courtney Walsh. Congratulations, my friend. How do you feel?
Great. Good feeling, man. Finally get it over with.
Did you know that you would get it today?
Well, I spent the final hour and I get it today. I'm going to tap it together today and get it out of the way. And I'm hoping that we can go on and win this test match. I'm very, very happy.
Were you a little frustrated that maybe you wouldn't get it today?
I was just getting a bit nervous and just getting a bit close. But as everything works out, I was happy. I'm just happy that it has happened. And I'm happy that the fans here are celebrating with me. I'm very, very happy.
Your son is here, your mother is here. What do you want to say to the people?
I want to say to everybody in the Caribbean, the entire Caribbean region, thank you very much for the support over the years. I'm just happy I got me here in Jamaica. It's like a dream come true, and I'm going to have a big celebration whenever that time comes.
Next milestone, 500.
We'll see about that after, but right now I'm going to take in the moment and enjoy every minute of it.
Congrats, my friend. You're wonderful today.
Thank you very much, brother.
Neville Burkitt Bell with the leading wicket taker of all time, Courtney Andrew Walsh, and the first word from the leading wicket taker on Kana Radio Cricket Plus, Maurice Foster.
I suppose we're going to say there's an ad that says, "Are you there?" And everybody says, "No." Well, we're here. And let me tell you, Simon, if we wanted to make some money today, we could print some shirts that said, "Were you at Sabina Park when Courtney Walsh broke the world record?" That tremendous feat by Courtney Walsh. It's a years of hard work, determination, setbacks, disappointments, but that man has always persevered. And Courtney Walsh, I think, congratulations for all of us here in the box. A tremendous effort and a tremendous performance by Courtney Walsh. And there we see him as we look at the monitor hugging his son. Really, Viv Richards and all of us here, congratulations. We want to congratulate Courtney Walsh. So we're not there to shake his hand, but I'm sure that we'll be together sometime to offer our congratulations to Courtney Walsh. Really fine performance by Courtney.
Well, I think he's been given the key to the city of Kingston already. I suspect he'll be given the key to just about every home in the land. It really is a marvelous moment to be here and witness history in the making. It's not a record that will remain with Courtney Walsh. Who knows? You look at someone like Shane Warne, really riding off the wicket-taking list and still a relatively young man. But it's a fantastic achievement as he goes past Kapil Dev's record of 434. What a moment.